True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Oh my goodness, are we going to have some fun today? There's all kinds of drama going on in Oxford, Mississippi. We are going to get right to the bottom of it with Brett Norsworthy, who is the Ole Miss Radio Network pregame and postgame host. He'll give us the latest on Lane Kiffin, who apparently is holding the university and everybody else as he waits to see if he's going to LSU and bringing his staff with him. And there is all kinds of drama. The latest that we heard, and I can't imagine that this reporting is anything but accurate, is that he is going to go to LSU. He has not signed the contract. He apparently wants to stay and coach the team in the college football playoff. Ole Miss doesn't want him to, and so he's threatening to take his offensive staff with him to LSU, and a meeting has been delayed from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with the players. Do I have all that right? Yes, I do. Yeah, that's just this morning. Reminding you that Ole Miss is going to the playoffs. Who's going to coach him? And what does that look like? I mean, this is just so odd. Can you imagine the Cardinals manager saying that I'm taking the Cubs job, but I'd like to manage the Cardinals in the playoffs, please, and then I'll go to the Cubs. I mean, what? Come on. What, Lane Kiffin, what has he won? Has he won anything? So we're going to get into all that with Brett Norsworthy. I can't wait. All right, college football. Let me talk about the two teams that are not a factor in the college football playoff first, because they finished 8-4, each of them, but they are respectable programs that are going to play in very good bowl games, Missouri and Illinois. Yesterday, Missouri did something that I wanted them to do for a long time, and that was run the football and run the hell out of it. And they did that. At Arkansas, Ahmad Hardy, 27 carries, 157 yards and a touchdown. Jamal Roberts, St. Mary's, St. Louis product, 11 carries, 100 yards and a touchdown. Bo Prabula, 16 carries for the quarterback and 78 yards, average 5 a carry. And he had one that went for 49 and a touchdown. Even Kevin Coleman Jr., St. Mary's, St. Louis product, went 2 carries for 20 yards, a long of 16. They ran the ball, folks. They ran it, and they ran it hard. 322 yards rushing for the University of Missouri yesterday at Arkansas, and they win it 31-17. Missouri probably should have done a little more of this against Alabama. Probably should have done a little more of this in other games where Matt Zollers had to take over as quarterback, like Texas A&M. Now, they did run the ball against A&M, but you got to give your quarterback a chance to win the ball game. And I love that they muscled up against an Arkansas team that I'm sure was ready to knock them off and finish the year strong. Arkansas has had a bad year looking for a new coach and all that, but they lose at 31-17. Missouri's a good team, need to figure out the quarterback situation, need to figure out how to have a more efficient offense to complement what is an SEC elite defense. As for Illinois, also a disappointing season. They were hyped to the point where they were a top 10 team in America. They got as high as number 9. They lose to Indiana that weekend, 63-10, and everything just sort of changed from there. Although they recovered and beat USC the following week, and it turns out USC is a pretty good team. They won at Purdue. They lost to Ohio State. They lost at Washington, which was pretty disappointing. And they really disappointed everybody by losing at Wisconsin, but they were out of it by then anyway. So, you know, the hopes for Illinois were starting to dwindle at that point. Illinois, solid 8-4 team, though. They're going to go to a good bowl game. They have a good foundation under Brett Bielema, but they've got to figure it out in the offseason, too. How do you turn from a good team to an elite team? How do you properly examine the portal, and how do you recruit well to your system, and how do you just flat-out do a better job overall and not waste what's a great quarterback in Luke Altmyer? So that's what happened to Illinois. As for Missouri, it's the other way around. They wasted a pretty good team by not having great quarterback play and not protecting the quarterback well enough either. So Missouri and Illinois, two teams out of the college football playoff. Who else is in the college football playoff? Well, let's break that down for you. Let's start things off with the number one team in the nation, Ohio State. They beat Michigan 27-9. That is going to put them in a very good position moving forward. As they, by the way, just in, I just mentioned Arkansas. Arkansas is going to hire Ryan Silverfield, according to reports, as their new coach. He is Memphis's coach. So this just happened, as I mentioned, Arkansas. Report just came out that Arkansas is going to hire Ryan Silverfield, the head coach at Memphis. But real quick, before we take a break and go to Bernie Miklas, let me run down what we think this is all going to look like. The Big Ten Championship is Ohio State and Indiana. I will be there this Saturday. I can't wait. Number one against number two. Most of you probably know by now I'm an IU alum. I'm just fascinated with the whole thing, everything that's happened to the Hoosiers. They're 12-0. They'll be taking on 12-0 Ohio State. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait for it. Saturday, Indianapolis. The loser of that will make the playoff. The loser of that might even get a first-round bye. I can't imagine they penalize Ohio State or Indiana that much for taking their first loss to number one or number two. So that would mean that the other byes go to the SEC champion Georgia, if they take care of business against Alabama, or the Texas Tech Big 12 champion would get a first round bye, unless Georgia and Texas Tech lose. Then all heck, who knows? You've got A&M in there. You've got Ole Miss in there without a coach. You have Oklahoma in. And if BYU were to beat Texas Tech, both get in, which leaves you the ACC, which is so odd that we still don't know who's going to represent the ACC. And it won't be Miami, who's the best of all of them. Because Miami wasn't good enough to make the ACC championship game. Now it's Virginia against who? Well, it's not Georgia Tech. They lost a couple of weeks ago. It's not SMU. They lost last night. It's Duke. Duke has... It's so strange how the ACC turned out. Duke has 5 losses. They're 7-5. And if they beat Virginia, they'll be in the playoff because they're 6-2 in the ACC, tied with Miami, Pitt, SMU, and Georgia Tech. But they have the tiebreakers. And so they have the necessary tiebreakers to be in the championship game against Virginia. This is happening. Virginia against Duke. So the winner of that gets the ACC bid. Then there has to be a group of 5, which you kind of choose. You know, pick your poison on the American Athletic. It's either going to be Tulane playing at home against North Texas. James Madison has had a phenomenal year, but even if they win their championship game in the Sun Belt, that probably isn't enough to elevate them ranking-wise over the other two, North Texas and Tulane. They're all bunched together in the 20s, and it's just, I don't think it's enough, unless James Madison were to just annihilate the opponent in the Sun Belt, and then that could make things a little bit interesting. James Madison is going to play Troy, and they are a 21-point favorite, so they will maul Troy probably. But Tulane is, taking on a really good North Texas team, and that game is at home. So if Tulane were to win that, it's going to put them, I think, in the position to be that 12th team. So there you go. There's your college football playoff projection. Who knows? It'll probably be all different this weekend. But it's going to be fun, that's for sure. When we come back, Bernie Mickles sorts it out further. We'll also talk to Josh Schertz. We'll talk to Chris Zimmerman, the CEO of the Blues. We'll talk to Brett Norsworthy, the Ole Miss Network radio host. What the heck's going on there? And Haim Bloom, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, next on KMOX.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Just a reminder, we're on 104.1 FM, 1120 AM, the Odyssey app. We're on X, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube. My mom just sent me a picture, a video, one of those, if you hold it down, you can see the video, live photos of this show on TV in their room. That's fantastic as they visit some family. This is pretty cool. I like the technology. It looks awesome. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Bernie Mickles, joining us on KMOX. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my man.
Yeah, I hope everything was great with the Ackerman family, and good to be with you.
Yeah, we had a really good one. We had a really good one, and it's been a great weekend of sports, that's for sure. So much going on. Let me start with this Lane Kiffin drama. Aren't you glad if you're a Mizzou fan that you got your coach? I mean, you can't put a price on happiness, they like to say, and I think Eli Drinkwitz is happy. He has a good situation.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and I give him credit for, staying real and understanding what a beautiful setup he has with a full support of everybody and a fan base that I think for the most part is really fair and reasonable and does not have, insane expectations. And I think, it's really great that he's staying. It really is. But I also think there had to be some self-awareness there when he looks around and he sees these SEC programs just whacking coaches left and right. It's like a season of The Sopranos. You don't know who's going to get whacked next. He's got it really good here. And there are some places in the SEC or maybe even Penn State that would eat him alive as soon as he shows any weakness or the offense isn't good or the quarterback play isn't good. They lose to someone they shouldn't. Those fan bases would be trying to destroy him, because they don't have the history of the loyalty. So I think he's a smart guy for staying where he is. And obviously Mizzou made it worth his while.
Absolutely. The news keeps coming in. I told you earlier, Arkansas hiring Memphis's Ryan Silverfield as their new head coach. Now the reports are in that Auburn is hiring Alex Golesh to be their coach. The coach of South Florida is going to coach on the Plains. I thought Auburn's DJ Durkin did a pretty nice job last night against Alabama in the Iron Bowl. Man, that game was entertaining.
Yeah, you never know with Auburn, especially when the game's at Auburn. Alabama was going to be in for a dogfight, and that's exactly what happened. And it's nothing new. I mean, for people that don't pay attention to the SEC, even Nick Saban, I don't know the exact time frame, but let me just say generally, like his last five or six seasons as Alabama's coach, when they had to play at Auburn, they lost games. They went down to the wire in games. They needed to convert a 4th and 31, or that might have been DeBoer's first time there. I don't know. I think it was Saban. Mm. Jalen Milrow had to complete a 4th and 31 for them to win the game. So I don't care how bad Auburn is. When they play Alabama at home, all of a sudden they're like a top 10 team. It's almost an indictment on the program. Well, why can't you summon that intensity for...
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
For all the other games, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. My headphones just came apart.
That's all right. Yeah, technical.
No, I mean, absolutely. I went there with Angie to the Iron Bowl 2021. Auburn lost in four overtimes to Nick Saban and Alabama. Exact same right. Situation. They were like a 6-6 team. They're just trying to save their season. Everybody loves beating Alabama there, and they came up just short in what was a crazy football game. And now you have a college football playoff that is going to feature Alabama, most likely, even if they lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game. They're going to push them in there. It's interesting to see how this all plays out, Bernie. I mean, you got the two big teams at the top, Ohio State and Indiana, both 12-0. I'll be there Saturday. Can't wait. You've got your SECs. You got to sort out. Texas A&M no longer is in a situation for a bye, although, you know, they have had a phenomenal year, but they're not playing in the SEC championship. How do you see all of this sorting out? It's interesting. In the ACC, you got Duke could slide in there. This is nuts.
Yeah, I mean, listen, ACC gets one team, period. Period. End of story. I don't want to hear about Miami. The other thing is, it's always funny. I think people get desperate for stuff to write about. You know, I was reading a national column today, and they were saying, like, well, after Alabama last night, you know, where they couldn't put that a really bad Auburn team away, you know, are we sure that they deserve a spot in the college football playoff? They're 7-1 in the SEC, okay? You know, they're one of four teams that were 7-1 in the SEC, and even if they lose to Georgia. Well, fine, but they beat Georgia earlier in the season, so it's kind of a draw. Like, so this is the really dumb time of the college football season where everyone's got, well, I got to come up with a different opinion than everybody else. So, listen, I think Georgia obviously is in. Ole Miss is in. A&M is in. Bama is in. You know, I don't think – and Oklahoma is going to be in, pardon me. I don't think Vandy will make the cut, and – I think there's a lot of merit to Texas getting in. And I guarantee you when they release the final field after next week's championship round, Texas will be a better football team than you know, four or five teams that are going to be in that playoff. But again, what's the criteria exactly?
No,
you know, I mean, Texas, okay, they lost to Florida, but they also had some great wins. I mean, I don't know. I think that's a hell of a football team. But then again, I'm a little biased, I think. At least I admit it. In terms of SEC stuff.
I agree. I think college football actually thrives off of the debate. And that's part of the appeal. They just love the banter. And so even if they expand this thing to 16, people will still be arguing as to who got left out. Bernie, let's look at the Cardinals here in our final moments. And what has happened thus far? Obviously, the big one before Thanksgiving, Sonny Gray goes to the Boston Red Sox. What are you anticipating as this week unfolds? And most of these MLB teams are back to business after the holiday.
I think we're on the Brendan Donovan watch. And I'm not saying he'll absolutely be the next guy to go. And there's a chance that somebody else might go before him as Chaim Bloom works the market and tries to extract the best deal that he can get, or at least the one that he wants. But I think we're all on the Donovan watch because I think that's the next domino to fall. You know, what about you? Who do you think could be on the block as a trade piece? I mean, I don't know that. Well, there's Lars Nootbaar, but there's questions about his physicality and whether he'll be ready sometime in spring training. That might give some teams some pause. I find it, Tom, hard to believe that they would trade Alec Burleson. I mean, he's under contract through 2029, I think. And he's now coming into his own, and he's going to get only better and better. And he's also improved defensively. I'd be really surprised if he goes. What about you?
I think the trade of Nolan Arenado is imminent. I think that they will deal him. I think they'll listen on Contreras, even though he is talking about wanting to stay. I mean, this is about building for the future, and you have to decide whether he's the best fit for that or whether he could bring you some value. But then you lose even more power. You know, my concern here obviously is pitching, but this team has zero power outside of Contreras, Gorman, and maybe a little thunder every once in a while from somebody else.
Burley can do it. Herrera's got it if he can stay in the lineup. Go ahead, my friend.
Love Herrera when he's in the lineup and he's got some power, but they've got to find a bat also. But I do think that they have the luxury of listening to all the Donovan offers and picking the best one, or saying, you know what, we actually like Brendan Donovan and maybe we don't deal him. I think they will, though. I think they will deal Donnie, and I think he's next up. But I think they can wait a little bit until they get the best deal. The problem with Arenado, obviously, is that his offense is diminished. He's still a good defensive player and the big price tag. I think one thing, Bernie, that to watch here that the Cardinals have done already and that they may do more of is, I think the $20 million to Boston is significant. That won't end up on the payroll, but you know, ownership is at least saying, we're going to fix this problem. We'll help move some money here, Chaim, to get you a better haul on these deals.
Yeah, I'm amused by the people that are out there. They're criticize anything. Like Chaim Bloom could actually go back in time and trade, you know, he could trade like Pete Cosma for Babe Ruth, and people would find a reason to like destroy him on it. I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyway, I was laughing at the people that would say, well, this is just a salary dump. See, they're cheap. No, it's not a salary dump. You nailed it. Chaim Bloom was very, very set on the two pitchers he wanted from Boston. Those were the guys he really, really wanted. And ownership realized, okay, we're going to have to kick in some money. Let's try to get the best guys that our president of baseball operation really wants and whom he covets. So I'm not sure why anybody would criticize that. I'm also not sure why anybody, if they don't know that this is a rebuild by now, I guess they never will. You don't need to carry Sonny Gray and his entire salary for a rebuilding club that's not going to have much of a shot, if any, to make the playoffs. And he walks at the end of the year. So what would be the wisdom of keeping that money on the books? People got to realize when you're rebuilding, the payroll goes down. That's true of all these teams that rebuild. You know, it's not like a Bill DeWitt is evil thing. No, it's baseball, okay? So anyway, that'll never end, though. I mean, that's just that's kind of like a hopeless case that enough people will continue to at least try to be fair here. about some of these things.
No, that's absolutely true. We'll sort it out on the Gas House Gang this week. I know there's a lot of good stuff to be discussing here. We're also going to hear from Chaim Bloom on this show. He'll be with us at 11:15 this morning, so stay tuned for that.
Bernie, I'll be listening.
Yeah, oh, man,
thank you, brother.
Your visit sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, saligaheatingandcooling.com. We'll see you real soon, buddy.
All right, thanks, Tommy. See you,
bud. Saliga's a Daikin dealer. We'll be right back with Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens on KMOX.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Boy, as soon as we started talking baseball with Bernie, the comments started coming in fast and furious off of YouTube. These fans are just getting after it. Some want to keep Brendan Donovan. Some like the Sonny Gray trade. Some think that you should trade everybody. Some think the team will be terrible. Someone said, stop sucking up to management. I mean, it's just wild. Fans get nuts. They get nuts. Josh Schertz is with us, the head coach of the Billikens. His visits are sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. I think you like that a little bit. Like, you want fans, you don't want them to be over the top and unreasonable and vicious maybe, but the more passion, the better. I mean, if they care, they're going to come out in droves, aren't they, coach?
Yeah, I was going to say, our Billiken fans, they don't do that, so maybe it's just the Cardinal fans. No, it's I think, look, that's part of being a fan is, you know, is I think the ability to you know, emotionally react, I think, you know, and that like you said, that passion, that commitment, that care factor that drives the support, that puts the wind at your back, that you know, creates environment, creates atmosphere. I mean, teams don't exist without fans. You know, that's the reality of the situation. You know, I mean, sports teams in their essence don't exist without the fans that make it all possible. And so, you know, it's a part of it. And I think, you know, you coach a long time, and I've done this now. It's my 28th year, 18th year as a head coach. And, you know, you learn pretty quickly, you know, like you can't have the same mentality. You know, there's a big difference in a competitor's mindset and observer's mindset. You know, what the mindset has to be in the locker room if you're a coach, a player, you know, a part of the team, and what you could be as a fan. Because I'm a fan of a lot more teams than, you know, I'm a coach of, right? So I'm a fan of a lot of teams. I can be emotional and react and get upset and, you know, and that's a great, I love being a fan. And then when you're involved in it, you can't exactly ride that emotional roller coaster with the fans. And so it's a little bit of a difference, but I'm a fan much more than I am a coach in terms of the teams I support.
As your television voice, of course, I pull for the Billikens, and I feel the emotions of those games. And when Kellen went up and under and scored to beat Santa Clara, I jumped out of my chair. And the very next night, I watched a guy take a shot like I used to in my driveway to try to get over the branch that's sticking out, you know, like a circus yep. shot straight up in the air, and it goes in for Stanford with 0.8 on the clock, and you lose a game. I mean, there's college basketball right there, isn't it, Coach? I mean, one's exhilarating and one just hurts your heart.
Yeah, no, it's a microcosm of life. You know, I think you know, we certainly we're are heartbroken. You know, for the results on Friday. And as you said, you know, we probably stole one on Thursday against Santa Clara. I thought they outplayed us for most of the game. Now, it wasn't a similar situation to the Stanford game, and that, you know, but Santa Clara controlled most of that game. And I thought we did some really good things late. And then of course it was so good to see Kellen, come in and, you know, and hit the game winner. If anybody deserves, you know, that opportunity and that moment in the sun, it's him with all he's been through and his work to get back and stay ready and help this team. And so it was a storybook moment for us. And then, as you said, you know, the next night I've had some, probably a little more in terms of like consequential buzzer beaters. I lost in the final 4-1 year on a tip out. We're up 2, and I lost on literally a shot at the buzzer to go to the national championship. So maybe a little more consequential in terms of the end of a season, but I don't think I've ever had in my 28 years a more improbable loss, starting with, you know, the 3 even before that one. The guy fell down up 75-71 from, you know, with under 10 seconds to play, and the guy flings it from 25 feet, falls down, it goes in, nothing but net. And then, you know, the next one, obviously, like you said, remarkable. You know, Quentin nearly gets a piece of it, and the ball, you know, goes outside the television screen just a moon ball and nothing but net. And so, you know, the part we got to focus on is the controllable pieces that, you know, I don't think, and against Stanford, no knock on Stanford, but I don't think that game should have come down to luck. We had plenty of chances inside the game to create separation and not let it come down to a coin flip. And we got to focus on those aspects of it. And that's what we'll get back to. But it's a gut-wrenching loss, and a lot of stuff we talk about, you know, programmatically, you know, which all kind of sounds cliche, but, you know, growing and learning from every experience, you know, pressing on, you know, turning pain to growth, you know, how we handle adversity, being collective and purposeful in our response, and, you know, all those things, they get tested in a season, and we got a lot of new guys, and we'll see how mentally tough we are as we get ready to play another quad two game against a really good Loyola Marymount team on Tuesday.
No, that's a good point. How do you get up off the canvas and respond is the mark of a good college basketball program and team. And now we saw Loyola Marymount last year. What do they present to you this time on the road on Tuesday night?
Yeah, really good team. They were, you know, they were undefeated. Their point guard, who's arguably their best player, missed a couple games, and they've lost, I think, 2 of 3 without him. You know, so we don't know if he'll be back for our game V-Day. But when he's back, they're undefeated. But they're a good team with or without him. Got great size on the perimeter. Really, really good defensively. You know, they have the ability. They're a lot of offensive firepower, a lot of size, a lot of returners from last year, but added some good pieces. They'll be right in the same vein as, you know, in my opinion, is Santa Clara, you know, as Stanford in terms of big, athletic. They got a 7-1 kid inside. You know, we look at the games, you know, all, as you know, Tom, you know, all 31 times that we play in the regular season count the same. But there's certain games inside the season that, you know, we refer to them as elevated games. And that just means they, you know, the win can mean more, you know, in terms of our resume. And, you know, we really felt like going into the season, we had 5 of those opportunities in the non-conference. And this is our 4th one where we get a chance to play a quad two team away from home. And it's going to be a great challenge. It was going to be a great challenge before, but now we have the, you know, can we pick ourselves up off the mat? You know, we got knocked down. Can we get ourselves up? Do we have the resilience, the mental toughness, the maturity, the discipline to watch film today of Stanford? You know, take the lessons from that game, as painful as they are. And then we got to flush it. That's why we're watching the film here in Palm Springs before we leave for L.A. I want to leave Palm Springs in Palm Springs. And when we arrive in L.A., I want to turn our attention, you know, completely to Loyola Marymount. We'll have to play and prepare really well Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, to play well Tuesday night, to beat a really good team on their home floor. And that's got to be the focus once we complete this film session.
I have been on some of these Thanksgiving trips in the past with Mizzou. I had a great opportunity to travel and do Mizzou radio play-by-play when they went on Thanksgiving, and I did a lot of observing. I know it's sort of cliche and people talk about it all the time, but these road trips really are a good time to gel. I mean, I got to see that with the players, with the coaches. This is a really essential time. You're absolutely right. Right now, to be together away from home.
Yeah, you get. I mean, there's worse place in the world to be stuck than, you know, Palm Springs in L.A. over Thanksgiving. So, but it's, you know, you're right. It's a long time together. You know, we're out here for 9 days. You know, to play 3 games, and you know, it's a lot of time for us to connect. And part of becoming a team too, you know, is you have to go through stuff. You know, I mean, adversity is true serum in life. You know, you never really know people until you go through hard times with them. And that gives you a window into who they are and who they really are. Because I do think the adversity is the window into, you know, and so we haven't had, you know, much adversity. So I'm going through this with these guys for the first time. And I'll learn a lot about our guys, you know, as we go. I know the staff. I've been through it with them. But, you know, a lot of these players, we got a lot of new pieces. I have great trust in the character in that locker room, the quality of human beings we have, our resilience level. And we talk a lot about, you know, your life, you could be a chandelier, you could be a rubber ball.
And it's much better to be a rubber ball. You know, you're going to take hits in life. Life's not going to always go the way you want. You're not always going to get the outcomes you want. It doesn't always fall the way you want it to fall. That's the case for everybody in every, you know, any career path. But as you said, you know, the ability to pick yourself up off the mat, the ability to get knocked down and to get back up. And we talk about that a lot organizationally, you know, press on. You know, good stuff happens, you know, learn from it, get better, press on, and when bad stuff happens, and that's the key to being successful in life. And but no, these trips are great. Guys have spent a lot of time together. We spent a lot of time together. But now we get to go through some adversity together, and we'll see how we do.
And finally, while Billiken fans are listening, I should also mention it's a big night for SLU men's soccer. They visit Bryant tonight, 5 o'clock Central Time, for a chance to get into the quarterfinals. How great would that be? And by the way, they can do that. I mean, they are good enough to make that run.
No question. I mean, you get to the Sweet 16, you're good enough to win the whole thing, you know, in my opinion. And Kevin's got a group. You know, you talk about resilience. Those guys have been amazing all year and you know, have come back and I mean, been down and 1-0 late game, you know, finding a way through the competition. You know, they have great self-belief that's, you know, based in you know, really empirical, you know, outcomes, right? Like they put themselves in, they constantly keep coming forward. They get knocked down, they keep coming, they're relentless in how they compete. They've got a great belief in each other. It seems like great chemistry. And just like, you know, in baseball, if you got the best, you know, you got the best pitcher, you got a chance every night. In soccer, if you have a great goalie, you have a chance every night, and they got as good a goalie as there is in the country. Kevin's group, you know, they're going to be, I wouldn't want to be Brian, I can tell you that. And they're good enough to win the whole thing. I really believe that, and excited to watch them tonight. I'll be tuned in. You know, as before we get to practice and watching them against Bryant, hopefully pulling for them to get to the Elite Eight and take the next step. But, you know, it's been a special season, and they certainly have all the tools to be the last team standing.
They've been resting their bodies and their minds, and Kevin Kalish told Stu Durando on his Substack, which is really great. I love reading it. He said, "I think I've slept more in the last 2 days than I have in quite some time." So there you go.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good. Hey, they're ready to go. Kevin's done a great job with them. He's got a great team. That's a sign of a coach who's very, very confident in what they're going to put out in the field. As we know, no guarantees, but if he's sleeping good, that means he's very confident in what they're about to do.
That's right. Coach, good luck against Loyola Marymount, and we look forward to seeing you when you get back home.
Sounds great, Tom. We'll see you soon. Happy holidays, and we'll see everybody when we get back.
Same to you. Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens. Our visits with him, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We'll come back. Blue CEO Chris Zimmerman is with us on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Before we go to the Blues, let me cycle through some of these comments that I mentioned earlier. This one that I did put up there, that this coach understands fans, so good to hear. Talking about Josh Schertz, I agree. He is in tune with the fans. He totally understands what's going on there. This is the same person, Team Big V, said, "I like the Gray trade. It came fast. I really like that. Hopefully they keep moving quickly." I think they will. Heim Bloom is going to be with us at 11:15. Ed likes keeping Brendan Donovan and wants to make trades for prospects and sign a stud bat and pitcher. I agree. I would say pitchers. Pitchers is what I want. Garland wants to remind Bernie that the fans in every city complain or voice their stupid opinion. We don't need to hear about it every day. He said Bernie needs to stop criticizing the fans all the time. This is also Garland saying that, you know, we know there are fans out there saying that. No need to elaborate every day. KT told us to stop sucking up to management. I don't know that anybody's doing that. Just analyzing it. KT wants to trade everybody, he said. And that nothing will come of 2026 with a team with zero power. Well, I mean, if you're going with the roster that they have right now, yeah, I don't know that there's a lot of hope there. But this roster will change. I can assure you that. Anyone 28 or over could be traded, says Chandler. I agree, actually. I'm going to agree on that. I think that's possible. Although they're going to need some veteran presence on this team, but there will be a changeover. This is going to have Heim Bloom's stamp on it. Do not forget that. So thank you for all of your comments. That's not all of them, but that's a good amount of them. Let's do this. Let me hear about what the Blues did. A 1-0 win over the Utah Mammoth yesterday, and involved in that discussion, head coach Jim Montgomery.
In the third period, I just think everybody's really committed to running good lines. I thought that we won faceoffs that really matter. We cleared pucks 200 feet. Excellent job by our penalty killers, and Hof had. Whenever the puck came to Hof, he made the saves.
Feel like you see on the bench when you see guys laying out blocking shots, also against you as many times as they did.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great to watch the last two nights how committed guys have been to the. To play in the right way, to sacrificing for each other, to being selfless again. It's nice to see those qualities back in our team identity.
Are you surprised that they came back with the call that they did?
You know, I don't like to talk about what the referees make, you know. That's the call they made, and we just got to deal with it. And I love the way we killed a penalty off.
Waiting for a whistle there to put someone in the box.
Yeah, that's a mistake by me. I, you know, usually 5 minutes. I had never seen it before, and Coach Ott said, he goes, I went through it one time in Montreal. And, you know, you hesitate to put someone in because if you get a penalty, now it's 4-on-4, you're going to use different players. Another penalty happens, you might have a power play, now it's completely different players. Like if you put in someone like Kyrou, because you think you're killing for 5 minutes, all of a sudden you're on the power play, now you're missing one of your weapons. And I didn't want to put Dvorsky or Snuggerud in there because of the same reasons. They're really dynamic 4-on-4 players. But in the end, I won't make that mistake again.
Mind if you're only going to score one goal, that sure is a beauty. Just talk about the two players who created that play.
Yeah, I mean... you know, we missed a couple of breakaways too. I love the Bukestad opportunity on the breakaway. But you know, the goal we scored, I mean, it's just, great creativity and guys going hard to the net, making a nice finish on the play.
Here is Joel Hofer. Remember now, Hofer.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tenderloin, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Got pulled in the first period last time they played Utah in a 7-4 loss. He was giving up goals left and right. So this was some good response from him for sure. Here's Hofer.
Yeah, we did great. I don't think they got too much, shot or two maybe. Guys were blocking shots. We were aggressive. A lot of good things.
When you see guys just laying out like that with all those shot blocks, that just makes your job that much so easy.
I know I got more padding than they do, so they got a lot of balls doing that. It's fun to watch, and we all deserve to win tonight, so it's good.
I guess even late in the game, you see Sundqvist kind of lay out and he just catches a stick.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't see the play, unfortunately, but I know he was he's in the right spot and doing the right thing. And unfortunately, he was cut up, but just happy.
Joel, any extra motivation after the last time this team was in here for you, sure, just to come in?
For sure. Yeah, it was personal today. I think we mentioned in the room too, we owed one for them and, to the fans, and tonight felt real good.
That's Joel Hofer, the Blues goaltender, after a 1-0 win over Utah. Also want to put our arms around the family of Clayton Keller, the Utah forward who has been a tremendous representative of St. Louis hockey, lost his father a couple of days ago. The Utah Mammoth released the statement: "With a heavy heart, we had tough news as a family. Clayton Keller's dad, Brian, passed away unexpectedly in his sleep. Clayton wants to play and be with the team. We want to express our condolences to the family. Clayton, his mom, his brother. His mom's name is Kelly and his brother is Jake. It's a tough time for the family and we will support him in any way we can. We in the family ask everyone to respect their privacy. Keller has played and we absolutely offer our condolences and our love and prayers to the Keller family. Clayton grew up in Chesterfield. He was raised in Swansea and played a lot of youth hockey around the St. Louis area. So a lot of people familiar with his father, Brian. Our best to the family. So sorry to hear that news on Friday. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. When we come back, what's going on in Oxford, Mississippi with Lane Kiffin? We'll get the latest from Ole Miss radio host Brett Norsworthy, and then Heim Bloom at 11:15. Don't go anywhere.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now from the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Cardinals president of baseball operations Heim Bloom will be with us at 11:15 as we leave early for NFL coverage at 11:30. Auburn has hired Alex Golish as their new coach coming out of South Florida. There's also Tulane's John Sumrall finalizing a 6-year deal to Florida. He is a very good coach as well. A lot of American Athletic coaches making their moves. We saw a little earlier the report about Arkansas hiring Ryan Silverfield out of Memphis. So a lot of coach hires going on, and apparently LSU has snagged Lane Kiffin, and that leaves Ole Miss kind of floating in the wind here, trying to figure out what's going on in their future, which is a college football playoff game, for crying out loud. Let's go to the phone lines and be joined by our great friend Brett Norsworthy, who for years has anchored the coverage on the Ole Miss radio network, pregame, postgame, halftime on the football side. Hello, Brett.
Good morning, Tom Ackerman, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. What the heck is going on over there? Now, here's how I understand it. Tell me if this reporting is accurate, that Lane is not only being courted by LSU, but is about to say yes officially, and also wants to take Ole Miss to the college football playoff, and the school said, I don't think so. And he said, well, then I'm taking this offensive staff with me to LSU. What you think about that? So now all the coaches are kind of hanging out there. Is that right? Is that what's going on?
And of course, Tom Ackerman, the great reporter that he is, that you have it correct. And Lane is going to take LSU, and they've been in constant talks. The real party that got played in this was Florida. Florida was never, ever in the picture, and it was LSU and Ole Miss down the stretch of the year, and Ole Miss able to win out on the field and will be firmly ensconced in the college football playoff bracket. Now, the Ole Miss administration, I don't think, is going to allow him to do both. And I would simply ask people this question. Let's reverse everything. Let's say Lane Kiffin is the coach at LSU, and he's 11-1, and he has accepted a job offer to Alabama. Does anybody in their right mind think LSU would let him coach at both places?
No.
Not a chance. And there's not a chance. I don't think there's a chance that they're going to allow it. There's some player discontentment on him not being allowed to. But if the administration, the Ole Miss administration led by Keith Carter, gets their way, they think that can be smoothed over with the interim hire of Coach Joe Judge. Some may know that name. He's head coach of the New York Giants. He's been with Bill Belichick. He's been with Nick Saban. He came up as a player at Mississippi State, ironically, for Jackie Sherrill, GA for Jackie Sherrill, and been with Lane Kiffin the last 2 years. And he's the coach on the staff that found and knew about Trinidad Chambliss and got him to Oxford. And I think Trinidad Chambliss, he's not going to win the Heisman Trophy, and he shouldn't, but he is the story of the year in college football, a Division II quarterback taking over after the second game and going 9-1 in the SEC is quite a story, and Joe Judge was largely instrumental in that.
So why would Kiffin go to LSU? Well, A, more money, and B, the opportunity to recruit better players. Is that why he's leaving?
I think the high school recruitment will be much easier for him at LSU, and that way that he can just fill in through NIL portal and the way he's done it at Ole Miss. I'm going to use the clock as an example. I think Lane Kiffin thinks that at Ole Miss he can, and look what he's done at Ole Miss. We've won 32 games the last 3 years. In the college football playoff picture each of the last 2 years, and even some before that when it was just four teams. But at Ole Miss, it's a 20-hour-a-day job. I think he looks at LSU as a 17, 18-hour-a-day job. Still got to put a lot of the work in, but not quite as hard. And, Tom, you're not going to believe what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to draw a parallel, yes, to our beloved Cardinals. In 1964, down the stretch of the year, the Cardinals knew that Johnny Keene was out and was going to take the New York Yankees job. The Cardinals get hot down the stretch with Mike Shannon and Bob Gibson and Tim McCarver, and they win the National League, and they upset the mighty Yankees in the World Series. And after the World Series, Johnny Keene was out and became manager of the New York Yankees, and Red Shane Dinks was in. So we've seen all this before.
Oh, baby, I like that. I can just see Benjamin Hockman writing a column about that. He's good at those, you know, those kind of retrospectives when he talks about, here's something you might not remember. That's a good one, actually. Really good.
I tell you, and when Ben does those, I mean, it is operatic. He can nail those.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, so what's going to happen to Ole Miss now? I mean, so Kiffin goes, let's say Kiffin goes to LSU, and he does take some people with him. Then what? I mean, what happens in the CFP to a Rebels team that's pretty darn good?
We're going to be around 6, 7, 8 seed. And, you know, you play 6 will play 11, 7 will play 10. It looks like could play Alabama even on that college football playoff first weekend. We're going to be fine for it. The team is as healthy as you can be after this 12-game juggernaut you go through in the SEC. We don't have a hangnail. We are ready for these playoffs. We're ready, I think, to really be a big player in it. But the team will be fine. Keith Carter did a great job in hiring Lane Kiffin 6 years ago on this very weekend. He also hired Chris Beard for basketball, and we've had a lot of suitors come after him after each of his first 2 years, and he's been able to keep him, repelled Arkansas last year, Texas A&M. And so I trust Keith and the administration, and I trust them to have a plan because none of this is new to them. They've been kind of war planning a lot of this over the last few weeks in the whole Willie or Wonnie. And I am here to not say a disparaging word about Lane Kiffin, the man or the football coach. We got to be really tight. He's a really good person. He's changed. He's turned his life around. But this is what he does. He's a football coach, and he wanted a shot at what he feels like is one of those big, glamorous jobs, Alabama, LSU. He had USC once upon a time, and he wanted another crack at that. And I hope he's fulfilled with it. He had accomplished so much at Ole Miss and done such a great job, and I will forever be indebted to him as a friend and how great he was to work with. The single best coach I've ever dealt with, Tom.
Wow, that is some great insight from Brett Norrisworthy with the Ole Miss Radio Network and joining us on KMOX. Always great to have you.
Tom, it's always great to be with you. Thank you so much.
I know you'll be listening to this next one. Chaim Bloom, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, the latest on the club, next on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
NFL coverage of the Falcons and the Jets coming up at 11:30. Sports on a Sunday morning continues with the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom, live at 11:17. Chaim, thank you so much for being with us. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really nice. Thank you. How was yours?
It was great. It was great. Good to spend time with family and kind of unwind, watch a lot of football, little hoops, little hockey. Looking forward to baseball for sure. And, you know, analyzing trades, you gave us all something to chat about. That was a big one, I thought, right out of the gate. Sonny Gray going to the Boston Red Sox. Let's discuss that. I know you have already, but big name moving. And tell us sort of how that came to fruition. Is Sonny, I know you've had a lot of respect for and have watched here over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and that continues. I mean, I don't think anybody in our game who's watched this guy do what he does for the past decade plus isn't really, you know, admiring what he can do and how much he cares about his craft. He's a really, really good pitcher. I think what this came down to was really just us needing, in order to get where we want to go, needing to stockpile as much young talent as possible, looking for guys that can be a part of our long-term core. Obviously, like I said, you know, I've been talking about this for a couple months. You know, sometimes you have to give to get, and it just makes more sense for us to focus on the long-term, even if it means moving someone like Sonny. And, you know, for his part, obviously, to be able to go to a place that, has been through this process of amassing young talent and is now at the point of pushing some chips in and putting those on the table to be able to gun for a championship is something that worked for him. Obviously, we're excited about the guys that we got and excited about how they're going to be able to help us win, not just now, but also for many years in the future.
Yeah, I want to talk about those two guys for a moment. But first, something that happened in that deal that I found significant, the report that it was up to $20 million moving to Boston to help cover Sonny's salary. That is an indication to me that ownership is staying true to its word. From the very beginning, Bill DeWitt Jr. said that he would provide you with what you need to get things accomplished. That won't show up on payroll necessarily, but if ownership is moving cash to another team of that significance, that is a sign that everybody is on board with this movement, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. There's no question about it. Not a surprise to me, obviously, given the conversations with them, that when you have a deal like this, it's backloaded. Obviously, that last year is going to come with a very hefty price tag. And, you know, so for our owners to be willing to subsidize that deal in order for us to be able to pick the return that had the most talent coming back to the organization, that says a lot. And I think it's consistent with everything we've all laid out here. It is in a sense reflected in payroll because any money that you're sending another club does, you know, as far as the league is concerned, does hit your payroll for that season in terms of how they calculate it. So that's real, but it just speaks to their alignment with us and the alignment up and down the organization just to be able to pursue young talent and keep building on this young core that we have.
We know that you keep an eye on every team, and scouting certainly is a big part of what you're trying to do here moving forward. However, you are formerly with Boston, so I'm sure there's some bit of familiarity and perhaps a keen eye as to what they're doing. I'd like to know how long you've been watching Richard Fitz and how he fits into your plans here for 2026.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Both these players were acquired by the Red Sox after I left. It so happens that we had actually done some work on Richard a little bit before I left. My last deadline there, we had some talks actually with the Yankees for Alex Verdugo that didn't materialize in a trade just then. But we had done some homework on him as really an interesting target, someone who is not yet on the 40-man roster, still in Double A, but looked like he had a chance to start games in the big leagues, that we liked a little more than a lot of, you know, what we were seeing on him publicly. He wasn't particularly famous at that time. So it wasn't too much a surprise to me when they did pull the trigger on that deal in the offseason that he was part of the return. And, you know, he's backed that up. He has obviously now made his big league debut. He's shown some ability to get the job done at this level. Obviously, there's more work for him still to do to establish himself full-time at this level, but there's no question in our minds that he has the ability to do it.
And then the other piece was Brandon Clark, very intriguing, and I didn't know much about him. I started to dig as soon as the trade was announced, and wow, does that jump out. I mean, 6'4", lefty, throws heat, has some an interesting delivery and some really good stuff coming out of his hand. Just not a lot of professional experience just yet, but the upside seems pretty high on Clark.
It's huge, and he's still at the start of his journey. Obviously, 2024 draft, who just got done with his first professional season. There's so much growth ahead of him. The upside is massive here. When you look at just what's coming out of his hand, the pure stuff, the angles he can create, it's up there with anybody who's pitching in the minor leagues right now. Obviously, coming out of that body from the left side, being able to do some of the things that he's shown he can do. Obviously, what's left is further growth. Establishing health to carry that load over the course of a full season, consistency of the delivery to be able to command the strike zone consistently. He's shown it in spurts. There's a lot of work ahead of him to be able to do it consistently. But in terms of the upside, it's as high as anybody who pitched this year in the minor leagues. And that's something that you can dream on what he can become. And there's obviously no guarantee that he's going to get there. But that upside is something that's really, really hard to access. You can't teach a lot of the things that he does, and we're excited to be able to give our pitching team and our performance team a raw resource like this to hopefully be able to mold into the type of big leaguer that someone with that talent can be.
Just a few minutes left with Chaim Bloom. You told us last week that before Thanksgiving, some deals typically start being discussed, and as it turns out, the Cardinals did that very thing. Now that we're coming out of the holiday, what do you anticipate the market looking like this week as we lead into the following week as the winter meetings? But there has been some movement here, Chaim. Both free agents and trades have come to fruition.
Yeah, at the time that I said that to you last week, I did have an inkling that we might be able to get something done before Thanksgiving. I am happy for the sake of all of our families that we were able to get it done before Thanksgiving so we didn't have to multitask on Thursday. That was a big relief to, I know my family, and probably also, I'm guessing, our friends in the media appreciated it as well.
It was nice, yes.
I do think it's going to be a busy couple of weeks. Now, we don't have anything up our sleeves right now that's about to drop, so I'm not trying to hint anything, but just knowing that things are now starting to move in the industry, I think, you know, we were one of the first handful of deals, you know, with Sonny to be able to have happened this winter. I do think you'll see things escalating as we get closer to the winter meetings, into the winter meetings. I know we're going to be really busy in conversation. You've already started to see it pick up a little bit coming out of Thanksgiving. And with everybody back in their offices tomorrow, I'm sure it will just continue to build, and we'll be very active in conversations with other teams. Again, just looking for opportunities to do things that benefit the organization. If we see players that we think can help us win now and in the future, we're going to be pretty aggressive hunting those players down.
And I don't sense any absolutes or restrictions, meaning I think you're probably going to take calls. It doesn't mean you have to do anything, but you're going to take the call and listen to pretty much everybody, aren't you?
Yeah, that's my job. I mean, especially the first year in this role, just really getting calibrated to what the league thinks of our players and what opportunities there might be. It's important to be active in those conversations because that's the only way to find out everything that might be out there. The worst feeling that you can have, or one of the worst feelings that you can have when it comes to player personnel, is you see someone get moved or you see something happening and you think, well, I didn't know that was possible for us. And obviously everything's in the eye of the beholder. Just because somebody matched up with another club doesn't mean you would have been able to match up with them, but you want to be in that flow of conversation. That's something that as we continue to build out this pro acquisition team that we are investing in this offseason, we're going to do that with an eye towards being in the flow of conversation as much as we can, just so that we can seize any opportunity that might help push us towards where we want to go.
We always appreciate the window of opportunity you give us on these Sundays, some insight, and we look forward to the next one. Thanks for the visit. Have a great Sunday, Haim.
You bet. Thanks. And you too.
Haim Bloom, president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. We are seconds away from NFL action, and we will do that on the end of this break. Thanks for joining us from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.